You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey guys, welcome into a Wednesday Locked On Vols here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Eric Kane, at underscore Kaner on Twitter, this podcast at Locked On Vols, and appreciate you guys joining me here for what will be a jam-packed show. But first, there's only one place you can get all the information you need in the SEC 5 days a week. That is the Locked On Today podcast. That's not the Locked On SEC podcast. We're talking Tennessee here, of course, but you want to know everything about the conference? Why? Catch up with Chris Gordy of Sports 790. You can follow the Locked On SEC podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So typically Wednesdays are Ward Wednesdays, but Josh is off on vacation with the family, so I decided to give him the week off. But still, we are jam-packed. Because the commitment came a little later in the evening, kind of early night last night or two nights ago, I held off on talking about Roe Torrence, the new Tennessee commit, until today's show. Already had the yesterday's show locked and loaded, and quite frankly, I didn't have the time to go back and redo a segment or two. So we're going to discuss Tennessee's newest commit, cornerback Roe Torrence, in segment number one. How does that affect the defensive backfield, and what type of player is he? We'll chat about it here in a second. Segment two, Mike Eckler. Chili hot. Yeah, that guy. He joined Sports 180 of the Sports Animal with Heather Harrington and Joel Silverberg on Tuesday, and I'm going to play some of the comments. Really good conversation about special teams was held on Sports 180. So that's in segment two, and coming up here to end the show in segment three, we'll briefly take a look at Pro Football Focus as they ranked the top 130 FBS programs based on the ELM, and some interesting notes. We'll tell you where Tennessee is, where Tennessee's opponents are, and that's coming up in segment number three. All that and more here on a Wednesday Locked On Vols. All right, so let's get into it. Here's segment one, and Tennessee, another commit. His name is Roe Torrence. And Roe Torrence is a project player. He's coming from Hutchinson's Community College. He's a cornerback, and he's another guy that Tennessee is going to, you know, hope can add some depth in what was a very, very shallow cornerback field. Still defensive back overall. It's gotten better now, the two additions from two JUCO ranks. Remember, Kamal Haddon committed last week. Now you've got Roe Torrence. What's significant about Roe Torrence? Well, he has length in a lot of it. 6'4", 200 pounds. In an article with Austin Price on VolQuest.com, he's quoted in saying, all the coaches ask me if I'm really 6'4" and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, most definitely. 6'4", 200. That is the length you want. And if you can move, I think that's something we'll have to pay attention to. If you can move with that length, then boy, that's the package right there that you want playing cornerback. So he comes to Tennessee by way of Hutchinson Community College. Of course, a lot of the JUCOs played spring football this year, and so he was kind of a late bloomer, a part of this last class of 2021. But because JUCO didn't play in the fall, the majority of them, kind of a late bloomer. And so he had to play out his season and kind of decide, you know, what to do from there. Tennessee beat out Auburn, Mississippi State, Nebraska, and Oregon State to bring in Roe Torrence. And what's the defensive backfield look like now at cornerback? Well, you've got Alante Taylor and Kenneth George. You've got Warren Burrell. Those three are kind of in a category of their own. Then you've got Kamal Haddon, who came on from the JUCO ranks last week. You've got Roe Torrence now, and then you have Tyus Fields. So that's going about three deep in terms of sets of cornerbacks, so six deep altogether. You also had Deshaun Rucker, who's coming in the summer, part of the class of 2021 signee, and he's a Mr. Do-It-Everything. He can play corner, he can play safety, he can play nickelback, and so we'll have to see exactly where they want to play him, but Deshaun Rucker will be coming in. And Christian Charles, of course, who's been here spring, and he's played a little bit of everything as well. I see him more as a safety. But still, that's eight names right there that Tennessee could potentially, you know, develop and create some parity there at cornerback, whereas, you know, in spring, you were only relying on pretty much Taylor, George, and Burrell. So Tennessee's in better position now at cornerback. Torrence is a project player. He's very, very raw. I don't think he's going to be coming in here being a day one starter. Could he be somebody down the road? Probably. He's got 3 years of eligibility remaining, 2 years at the JUCO ranks. And again, I think he's going to, you know, benefit greatly from Tim Banks, from Willie Martinez. the article that I'll post in the show notes if you want to go read it, with AustinPrice@FalkWest.com, talks about those two coaches in detail, saying how they like it and how he likes them, and they create a family atmosphere and all that type of stuff. So that's good to see. Roe Torrence is now, to my calculations, I believe now the second guy that would be blue-shirted or put towards the class of 2022. As I've told you guys many, many times, it's very confusing how the numbers work. I've talked to some people who are more in the know than I am about the numbers, and it's a very complicated process. It really is. So I believe this would be the second blue shirt commit for Tennessee, meaning that that scholarship would be taking out of the class of 2022. But Roe Torrence now on campus for Tennessee. And again, out of Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, Tennessee's got a pretty good track record out of that JUCO school. Ever heard of Alvin Kamara? Ever heard of Cordarrelle Patterson? Ever heard of Tyon Evans? Well, you might not have heard of Tyon Evans. He's new, of course, just wrapped up his first semester here on campus. Going to be competing for snaps at running back along with Jabari Small and others this fall. But you know, those are three players that are two of which that got on to be great NFL players, fantastic NFL players, all pros, and had pretty good Tennessee careers when they were here. I know, jokes aside about Alvin Kamara being underutilized, I get it, but nonetheless. And then Tyon Evans, we'll have to see. So to my calculations, I'm sure there might be more, but that's four players Tennessee has taken from Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. Torrence is originally from Bessemer, Alabama, so he's a Southern guy, and we'll have to see what he projects down the line. But again, the biggest thing with this commit for Tennessee, it gives them length. 6'4", 200 pounds. Again, I'm very intrigued to see how he runs and how he carries that weight. Length, length, length. It's great to have length. Willie Martinez talked about that in one of his press conferences during spring practice. You're looking for guys who have length to play cornerback, and Torrence certainly has that. So that is Tennessee's latest commitment. I would be surprised if Tennessee was still active in the transfer portal. I think they're done, unless something crazy happens or unless something just falls in their lap. I think they're probably done in the transfer portal, but you know, there's no definites in college football. We'll check in with Mike Eckler, Tennessee's outside linebackers coach and special teams coordinator, when he's had a chat on Sports 180. The Sports Animal on Tuesday. We'll play comments from that coming up in segment number two. We'll see if that chili is hot. But first, guys, let me remind you about Lucy Nicotine. It's a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck, all right? It's been researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. So in 2021, you need to get rid of the cigarettes. You need to unplug your vape. It's time. You need to get rid of the dip cans and get some Lucy nicotine gum. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has the delivery pat down. So you've got the lozenges and gums. They're also FCA, HSA eligible, so you can spend pre-tax dollars on them as well. All right. Listeners, you need to go to lucy.co and use the promo code LockedOnCollege. That's lucy.co to use the promo code LockedOnCollege, and you'll get 20% off all products in your first order, including gum. That's lucy.co, promo code LockedOnCollege, and check it out, guys. It's time. It's time to better yourself, for your family, maybe for your kids, for your significant other. It's time to get right and let Lucy help you get there. This product contains nicotine. Derived from tobacco, nicotine is an addictive chemical. So go to lucy.co. Be sure to use that promo code LockedOnCollege today. And before we hit to the next segment, I do want to remind you guys about Built Bar. 9 delicious flavors, the occasional limited time flavor. You've got cherry, raspberry, peanut butter, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, coconut, and coconut almond. It's real protein, but it's also real chocolate, covered in 100% chocolate. Looks and tastes like a candy bar, but it's good for you. It's a protein bar, and it's great for that pick-me-up in the early afternoon. You know, I eat a couple of these a week, and you know, when I'm sitting here working, it's about 2:33. You know, hey, I did the show with Heather a couple days ago on Sports 180, and it was about 2:30, and I'd already eaten lunch, and I was kind of hungry waiting on an early dinner that night, so I popped that at Built Bar, and it was fantastic. Got me through the rest of the show. Most of them have 17 grams of proteins, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 grams of net carbs, only 130 calories. So some great stuff there. If you haven't tried yet, if you haven't tried Built Bar yet, I encourage you to do that right now. Stop putting it off. BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off that first order. That's BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. So check them out. Let me know how you like them. You won't regret it. I promise. It all starts at BuiltBar.com. All right, welcome back. Segment 2 of a Wednesday Locked On Vols. Again, no Josh Ward. We normally be chatting with our good putty at Josh Ward, but he is off on vacation with the family, so look forward to having him back next week. Josh Ward's radio show, Sports 180 on the Sports Animal with Heather Harrington. Welcome on Tennessee outside linebackers coach and special teams coordinator Mike Eckler. That happened on Tuesday afternoon along with Joel Silverberg, and it was a really nice interview. I'm really bummed, to be completely honest. I'll bring you behind the curtain. Some of you guys might have known. I did the show with Heather on Monday and had a great time, enjoyed it. When I found out Mike Eckler was joining the show on Tuesday, I was a little upset. Not gonna lie, I've asked him a few questions during press conferences. We've exchanged a few things on Twitter, but I haven't had a chance to up close in person and talk to Mike Eckler yet. But I want to see if he really is just as crazy as he is, because I've said this before. I played for a lot of coaches, you know, back in my day, and some coaches are just flat out crazy, just nuts. Mike Eckler's one of those guys, and that's okay. He's obviously very knowledgeable at the game. He's been doing it forever. I think he's bringing a lot to Tennessee's coaching staff right now, and I think the players love him. So I want to play some comments. And again, Joel and Heather did a really nice job. The majority of this interview with Mike Eckler was on special teams, because again, he is the special teams coordinator. But first, I do want to play a clip that he had to say about the transfer portal. It was set up by, you know, just asking how college football is so different now than compared to, you know, 10, 15 years ago with the transfer portal and the one-time waivers and all that type of stuff. An interesting response from Mike Eckler on the transfer portal might be a little different than what you assume he would say. Give this a listen.
I kind of have mixed emotions on the transfer portal in some ways, because when you look at some of the smaller schools, that those kids, I mean, you're not going to see a lot of really great players that these kids have been recruited by that school develop and stay there and graduate there. And because they're saying, okay, I went to, you know, XYZ smaller school, and now I had a couple of great years and I've got an opportunity to come to a Tennessee, and that's what they're going to do. And so that part of it, again, I mean, it benefits us, but again, I've got mixed emotions. I believe in loyalty and so forth, but it's here to stay. So, you know, it's just something that we're getting used to, and you've got to adjust and adapt to.
Mike Eckler saying that it's taken some time to get used to. He's a loyalty guy. He hates it for the lower levels, because again, he has coached at some lower levels before, but how guys won't stay and finish and graduate with those teams because they want to have 3 good years and jump up and contribute at a Power 5 level. That's one of the reasons I like the transfer portal. I like the one-time waiver exemption because it gives those guys the opportunity to follow those dreams. But coming from a small college myself, of course, this is D2, but you know, this is not in this ballpark, but coming from a smaller school myself, I do understand that. I do get that argument. And for a guy that's been coaching for a long time, it is going to have to, you know, get used to a little bit. But Mike Eckler's still been fired up when those guys, you know, when those transfers come in from the portal. That is for sure, to be a part of your program. And he did say it's here to stay. So like it or not, you better get with it or you'll get left behind. And so I found that very interesting from Mike Eckler on Tuesday's Sports 180. All right, let's get in some more clips. We'll try to run through these real quick. I tried to pull out some of the best clips from that interview. They were all really good. Here's a clip on how important it is and how cool it is to have a head coach just completely dialed in and involved and working with a man like that, and how the coaching staff right now is off to a great start in terms of connecting and being really, really close, tight-knit group, something that I think Jeremy Pruitt's coaching staff was not. Here's Mike Eckler on just that.
And I'll tell you, Josh Heupel, I've worked for a lot of great Hall of Fame coaches, and this guy is the real deal. I mean, he is an unbelievable leader, unbelievably organized. He's got great charisma, great presence about him. Our players love him. And the guy's impressive. So really, again, to answer your question, he's on top of everything, and it's incredibly important.
All right, so Mike Eckler is the special teams coordinator for Tennessee. He'll have helpers. He'll have guys that primarily oversee punt team or kickoff return team or whatever, but he's the coordinator. He'll be deciding on all those personnel decisions on special teams. And why does he love special teams so much? And I connect with this because I'm going to let you listen to it first, and then I'll respond to it. But I connect with this on a personal level. When did you start your love for special teams? Here's Mike Eckler.
Yeah, it was my first game of my college career when I knew that was the only way I could get on the field that day. And I wanted to play. And that's what it boils down to. When you think about it, there's three parts of a game, right? Offense, defense, special teams. If you're playing on all four special teams, you're going to typically get 30-some snaps. I mean, that's as many as a lot of the starters get in a game. So I just want to play. And that's what that's what we convey to our kids. And it makes you a complete player. Everything we do on special teams, we call it transferable skills. We teach technique, and we show them exactly how it transfers over to your position on offense and defense. So we pick clips each day from practice on offense and defense and go, hey, guys, look, we're not reinventing the doggone wheel. This is making you a better player. And our kids have bought in. And if you came to one of our special teams meetings, I mean, as they would say, it's straight fire. It's completely interactive. The chili is hot from the second that mic drops.
I love that response to the answer, because my freshman year at Carson Newman, in order for me to get on the field, I knew I had to play special teams. So I would I would work so hard. I would go all out in those drills during practice. And he's right. I made my way on punt return, kick return, hands team. I was on every single special team except, I guess, field goal. And I played like 40 snaps a game. Plus, Carson Newman, we scored like what Josh Heupel's wanted to do with his up-tempo, fast-paced offense. We scored a ton, so I was running that field probably 7 or 8 times a game. And it's a third of the game. It's very important, but that's why I always love special teams as well, because it was my path to the field. And from there, in my personal experience, my role on defense grew from there. But there's a lot of players just like that at the Power 5 level and at Tennessee that will see the playing field and will get developed, like he said, by playing special teams. So I thought that was really cool there. This is always an interesting battle. Do you play starters on special teams? Do you allow star players to return kicks and punts? Do you let linebackers run down on kickoff team? What's your belief, Mike Eckler, Josh Heupel, on allowing starters to play special teams?
Really, I think it's, without speaking for him, I think it's really based on your team. And it depends. I mean, if your numbers are down a little bit more, I mean, you got to leave some tread on the tires of your starters. So in theory, I mean, yeah, you want your starters playing, but you also want to develop your younger players and guys that may not be frontline starters right away. Give them an opportunity to get in the flow of the game, get game experience, go out there and make plays in front of 103,000. And really, it's kind of a combination of both.
So I think you'll see some play, some won't, obviously, just whatever benefits the team the best. And I got to tell you, the linebackers play special teams. So you might see Juwan Mitchell out there playing a lot, Jeremy Banks playing there a lot, Roman Harrison. Jeremy Banks and Roman Harrison will be on cover units. I can almost guarantee you that. Plus, potentially those guys could be starters on defense as well. So I found that interesting. And lastly, you've got kids that come to school to want to score, as Joel said it in the question, kind of setting up Mike Eckler here. Kids go to college and want to score touchdowns. They want to get interceptions. They want to, lead the team in tackles. You don't go to college saying, man, I can't wait to be the number 3 on kickoff and run down that field 5 or 6 times a game. That's not, that's not why you go to college. But someone's got to do it. And so the question was asked, how do you motivate players to realize, hey, this is a third of the game. This is just as important as offense or defense. This field position is everything in college football. How do you motivate players to realize that and give 100% effort every single rep in practice and obviously in the game, whereas if it was like offense or defense? I love this answer here.
What are you talking about? I mean, we recruit guys to play the right guard on kickoff return. I mean, are you kidding me? We target those guys.
I like that.
Were you and boundary three on kickoff cover? Come on, man. We got a whole list of a recruiting board. But no, to answer your question, we've what you do. All these guys have aspirations to be complete players. Number one. Number two, the majority of them have aspirations to play at the next level. And you're talking about a 53-man roster where about 3 to 5% of guys drafted each year are frontline starters that aren't playing on special teams. Everybody else, you want to play in the league and you want to have a long career. It's a given. You've got to be a great special teams player. So to me, it's an easy sell. And we want to win. Bottom line is you got to be great in all three phases. And I just want to win, and our kids just want to win.
Again, that was all Mike Eckler, Tennessee outside linebackers coach and special teams coordinator, chat on Sports 180 on The Sports Animal. That was with Heather Harrington and Joel Silverberg. I will link the complete interview in our show notes, but that was the bulk of it there. Awesome job. Heather, if you're listening, mad at you. I wanted to meet some Mike Eckler, all right? So next time we do the show together, I'll settle for Josh Heupel if you can swing that. So we'll see what's going on. All right, get a breather here. But in segment three, PFF ranks the top FBS schools all the way 1 through 130. Where does Tennessee rank? Where does Tennessee's opponents rank? We'll chat about that here in just a second. But I'm going to tell you about Bet Online first. It's the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Hey, those future props, those future bets, those future lines for the college football season, hey, they're out there right now. Go to your website on your phone, mobile device, whatever it is, betonline.ag, and see the lines for Tennessee. See the lines for some of the teams around the SEC and college football. See the favorites for the college football playoffs and all the like. It's all at betonline.ag. So that's looking ahead. But what about right now? Well, baseball is continuing on. NBA now getting in those games 2 and 3 of the playoffs. NHL, some of these first round of series have already wrapped up in the first round of the playoffs. Some are going to tonight. It's a really exciting time for sports right now. Plus, you had golf, you had a major last weekend, you got a major coming up here in a couple weekends. So all that and more at betonline.ag. I don't want you to sit on the sidelines anymore. I want you to get in the game, put your sports knowledge to use, and get involved as these teams continue to go throughout their playoff runs. So head to the website or check it out on your mobile device. Sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That promo code's locked on. So if you go put in $50, they'll give you $25. If you put in $300, they'll give you $150. They're giving you money to check it out all at BetOnline.ag. Promo code locked on. Promo code locked on for 50% welcome bonus at BetOnline. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, we're going to wrap up a Wednesday Locked On Vols here talking some more college football. Go figure, right? Pro Football Focus released its college football ELO rankings for all the 130 FBS teams heading into the 2021 season. What does ELO mean? Essentially, those ratings in essence produce power rankings by allowing winning teams to steal power from the opponents they beat. Breaking that down into more simpler terms, if you pull off an upset, then your ratings will go up. Alabama plays in the best conference in college football, in the SEC. When it beats Auburn, though Auburn's not favored to win, Auburn's a pretty good team, ratings will go up. LSU, same thing. Georgia, Florida, all the like. And that's why you'll see a lot of SEC teams high in these rankings because, again, the better the conference and the better the team, the higher the rankings, if that makes sense. So this is, you know, these rankings aren't everything. This will not be the AP Top 25 coming out before the college football season. If you remember the FPI from ESPN, the Football Power Index, had Mississippi State ranked as a top 10 team. Well, here on Pro Football Focus's rankings here for the ELO, Mississippi State is at number 55. So just to show you the difference in some of these preseason lists and preseason rankings and all that here in summertime. But I'll go through this. According to Pro Football Focus, Alabama is number one. Go figure. Even losing Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, Mac Jones, of course, Najee Harris, even losing all those players, Alabama is still ranked number one because, according to their rating system, they have the best players. Obviously, they recruit very, very well. and it's replenishing. It's not a reload. It's not a rebuild. It's a reload. And Alabama is expected to win a lot of games in the SEC. Thus, the ratings go higher. Alabama's at number one. Georgia's at number four. I've been high on Georgia all offseason. I'll continue to be high on Georgia. You lost a couple good linebackers. You lost. You're down a receiver right now. But Georgia is going to be a good team. JT Daniels is going to be a good quarterback. Georgia's at number four. These are the SEC teams in the rankings. Of course, if you wanted to fill the gap there, Clemson was number two. Ohio State was number three. Texas A&M is number six. So a lot of people are super high on Haynes King. Again, we've talked about him on this podcast before, former Tennessee targets in that class of 2020. But Texas A&M losing Kellen Mond, still got a really good run game, got a good offensive line, got a good defense coming back. So we'll have to see what A&M does. A&M playing in the SEC West gets the number six ranking per Pro Football Focus. Florida's at number seven. LSU is at number 10. Auburn is at number 15. Hey, transfer quarterback TJ Finley. Kentucky's at number 27. Ole Miss is at number 40. Missouri is at number 41. Tennessee comes in at number 45. Arkansas is at number 53. Mississippi State's at number 55. South Carolina is at number 73. Vanderbilt is at number 106. So on Tennessee's schedule this year, the Volunteers will play South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Pretty far down past Tennessee in terms of these PFF rankings for the ELO, so that's a good sign. Tennessee will also play Pittsburgh, who checks in at number 23. That's going to be pretty much a pick'em game on the books. We'll have to see the closer we get to that date, but I think Tennessee will be favored by 2.5 or 3. Usually the home team gets 3. I think the Volunteers will be a slight favorite, but that's going to be a good game, in my opinion. But Tennessee plays Pittsburgh in the non-conference schedule at number 23. The rest of the non-conference schedule, Bowling Green to kick off the season on September the 2nd on a Thursday, 129. 129. That means only one team, per these rankings, one team was worse. So, I mean, Tennessee better put on a show, to say the least. On September the 2nd, so I found that interesting. And South Alabama checks in at number 122. So, what do you think? Again, this is per the Pro Football Focus rankings. They go deep into analytics and all that type of stuff. It's a real fun thing if you want to look at trends in college football and how exactly your player is performing against the run, against the pass, when there's 8 men in the box, when there's 7 men in the box. All that type of stuff. Those are the stats and the analytics that Pro Football Focus dives into. Of course, they do it at the National Football League level and at the college football as well. Kind of like Next Gen, if you want to coin it that. But Tennessee and the Pro Football Focus 130 FBS college football teams per ELO. Tennessee checks in at number 45 with 4 SEC teams behind the Volunteers, two SEC opponents behind the Volunteers in the rankings, and a total of 4 opponents on the schedule below them as well. Of course, Tennessee will also play Missouri. That's just a few spots ahead of them at 41. Ole Miss at number 40. Kentucky at number 27. You'll have Florida at number 7 and Georgia at number 4 with Alabama at number 1. We'll talk about some of these lists every now and then because, again, it is list season, and it was a shorter segment, so I wanted to throw that in there. What do you guys think? Remember what I said on yesterday's show about the prompt for Twitter Tuesday coming up next week. Who is your breakout candidate for Tennessee in 2021? Why? Get at me. We'll have the discussion next Tuesday, but you can DM me or tweet me your response. But can these breakout candidates create some havoc and allow Tennessee to pull off some upsets for some of these teams that are ahead of them on the rankings? We will have to see. Again, I still think Tennessee's swing games this year are Missouri, are Kentucky, are Pittsburgh. I think those are the 3 swing games. I think Tennessee loses to Ole Miss. I think Tennessee loses to Georgia, Alabama, Florida. And I think Tennessee for sure beats the 3 non-cons, Bowling Green, South Alabama, Tennessee Tech. I think Tennessee beats South Carolina and Vanderbilt. So we'll have to see. But what do you think about Pro Football Focus's rankings? Again, the ELO, essentially, that produces power rankings allowing winning teams to steal power from the opponents that they beat. So, interesting way to look at it there. All right, guys, I appreciate you hanging out with me on a Wednesday. We'll get Josh Ward back next Wednesday for Ward Wednesday. We'll resume it here on Of course, Locked On Vols. A reminder again, programming note, no show on Monday, Memorial Day coming up. No show on Monday, Memorial Day. We'll get going for Twitter Tuesday the following day. Hey guys, we're done here on Locked On Vols. So let's check out Locked On Today, that podcast. Milwaukee Bucks left nothing to question on Monday night. Hear more about it on the Locked On Today podcast. Get more sports news you need in less time. Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. One more note before we end here. Tennessee baseball gets going in the SEC tournament later this afternoon. It will take on the number 10 seed Alabama. Alabama upsetting the 7 seed South Carolina in the single elimination round of the SEC tournaments on Tuesday. South Carolina go home. Alabama moves on. Tennessee and Alabama getting going at 2 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon. If Tennessee wins, it will advance on. If it loses, it will still advance on. Just go to the loser bracket. All right, a fun show here on a Wednesday. A lot of stuff, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. We'll do it again tomorrow for a Thursday. VFL will be on the show, so set your alarms. We'll talk then. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody.